The country's biggest financial union, SASBO, has planned a national banking strike on Friday. That says it calls for a moratorium from banks on job losses. About 40,000 members are expected to take part in the action, and the union says it will ensure that ATMs and banking operations aren't functional. Joining me on the line now with further detail is SASBO's General Secretary, Joe Kokela. Thanks so much, Joe, for your time this evening. So we chatted roughly a month and a half ago about this planned action. Safe to say, any communications you have been having with the banks have fallen short of any agreements. How far apart are the banks and Labour sitting on this?
Look, thank you very much for having us. I must say that we are sitting far apart because of the tendency of still wanting to cut jobs. The banks are still consulting with us to want to cut jobs, rather than to say what is it that we can do to make sure that we minimize those job losses, and also to look at how do we stop them cutting their jobs. Also, rather than for them to say to us, here is the program that we are proposing as a bank to see on how can we really make sure that we stop the job losses. So we are still continuing with the banks. We are still in the fight of job losses.
Joe, there have been huge disparities around the number of retrenchments the sector is expected to see, depending on who you're talking to. How many jobs are on the line, as you said?
Look, what I can tell you is we are talking from a factual point because of we are consulted by the banks. So the numbers that I'm giving you are the numbers that they were consulted on by the banks. Bank, Standard Bank closed 91 plus branches. And when they closed 91 plus branches, we're talking of plus minus 1,500 people who were in those branches which have lost their jobs. They further came back to us and say they were going to affect 6,000 people. And they said those people might not lose their jobs. But we know as the union that immediately you affect people, just as other people can lose their jobs. As we speak, some of the people of the 6,000, they received notices to say their jobs are coming to cease. And then when we, after we spoke to Standard Bank, then we approached by NetBank, that has clearly told us to say it's going to affect 3,000 people. So as we speak, 1,500 people in NetBank, they've received the letters. Some of them already have been put at home. As we speak, we've just came out of the court last week where we're interdicting NetBank starting to get into other areas which they never contacted in. And then APSA was talking of 838 people. And much as they're talking of 838 people, APSA is still even now consulting with us to say they still want to retrench more people. So those are the numbers that we believe are correct. And I can tell you that it's plus minus 10,000 people that will be without a job this year in 2019.
Okay, so that's the number you're working with right now. What kind of proposals or solutions have you put on the table for banks in a bid at minimizing the job losses in the sector, as, of course, digitization takes hold of these companies and as they cut their cloth to suit the kind of market they're catering to right now?
Look, there's something that is called natural attrition. There's something that is called running with the overcomplement. There is something that talks to what if we can really want to make sure that the people are being trained to make sure that they're relevant for the fourth industrial revolution. So the way the banks are doing it and the manner in which they are not even trying to meet us halfway, then it convinced us to say it's not about the 14th industrial revolution, it's about the corporate greed. Because of how do you justify a guy who will get 258,000 a day alone? How to justify a CEO who takes 195 million bonus alone? How to justify five executives of the bank who share 258 million? Only five of them as bonuses. So you can see that it's not about the 14th industrial revolution. It's all about corporate greed.
Costs aside, though, Joe, I mean, there is a shift happening as digitization takes hold of this market. What are you making of the kind of progress banks are making when it comes to upskilling their employees so that they do become the workforce of the future?
That is what we're looking for. But what is happening with the banks, no bank in this country knows what the future world of work entails. That is why they cannot come up with programs that they say to us, SASBO, these are the programs that we believe. If we put into space, we can upskill, we can reskill your members. All that the banks are doing is they are becoming reactive. If something happens and they feel that they have to cut jobs, and then they're cutting those jobs. So, but if they had a program that says, together, us as the union and them, how to equip our members to make sure that our members are relevant for the fourth industrial revolution. So one thing that we have to understand is that SASBO are not opposed to the fourth industrial revolution. All that we are saying is we want a just transition. Let us be part of the decisions of how are we going to equip, how are we going to skill, how are we going to train our members. But yeah, for now, we have been closed outside and the banks are just doing as they please and they're just becoming reactive.
Joe, what do you hope the strike action on Friday is going to achieve?
All that we hope is the fat cats will no longer be able to enjoy their first salaries that they get. And the marchers, they will not be getting their salaries. We are sure that this will compel them to call us to the table where we can come up with a new clear program that they understand, that we'll understand as a union to make sure that we save jobs in this country.
Let's leave it there, Joe. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the General Secretary of SASBO, Joe Kokela.